Oh shit. Well, I'm gonna go get some cheesecake.
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of The Elites. I'm your host, Aaron 1054. As always, I got with me Canes 87.
Yo, yo.
And this week we got your company's computer guy, Cowboy Jim.
What's going on?
Everybody else decided they wanted to bitch out.
Slackers.
Beard, let's see, Tulane lost, TCU lost.
Yeah. Beard
Central
lost.
Florida's got to play me.
So that's the only reason. Well, I lost too. But Beard lost, and we all know how that goes. He's worse than a five-year-old when he loses. Rick is pushing the limits of Beard and losing.
Shit. Oh, wait, we forgot about Vegeta.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why he's not on. I guess he's decided since they're winning, he's not going to come on and jinx it. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I don't know. He ain't been on in weeks.
But I'll give credit where credit's due. Arkansas did get us. But if you run that sim back 899 times, we only lose that one sim.
That's all it needed to be.
Yep, that's it. We got us a little loss. Another one. Hell, we got a lot of those this year.
Three.
Yep.
3-3.
Gotta love every second of it, though. Mm. Gotta love it.
Gotta learn to adapt.
Well, let's hear who the players of the week are.
All right. Let's go to the nominees. And I will tell everybody that these both positions were decided by one vote, both offensive and defensive. So the nominees on offense were Aaron Ike of UCF, wide receiver Donnell Sullivan of UCF, halfback Jacoby Cobb of Rutgers, quarterback Jen Shinobi of Ole Miss, halfback Nicholas Handles of Maryland, quarterback Big Poppy of Rutgers, wide receiver Ben Blazin of Tulane, halfback Davin Brewer of App State, quarterback Dan Norris of Fresno State, and halfback Geno McFly of Texas Tech.
I went with the wide receiver that had 17 catches for like 250 yards.
All right.
Or 249 or something like that.
I can't remember who I went with, but I know it was a quarterback.
Well, we had 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks. Well, a quarterback and a wide receiver were first and second. Mm. Coming in first by one vote was wide receiver Ben Blazin of Tulane with 17 catches, 246 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
See, I didn't even know that was my – good job, Ben. Congrats. I didn't know that.
Yeah, congrats.
Second place was Aaron Ike of UCF with 28 of 38, 386 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a pick.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I didn't almost vote quarterback this week, but I saw 17 catches for 240, whatever, and a couple touchdowns. And I was like, man, that's a hell of a night by a wide receiver. Even though he's on my damn team, I didn't even know it. But
because you didn't watch the game.
I did not watch the game. I was predisposed.
I mean – there was a lot of good stats this week, so I mean,
there was.
You got, you know, running backs with 40 catches and 3 touchdowns. You got receivers with 8 for 190. All the quarterbacks had at least 3 touchdowns. Yeah, so it's a good week.
It was.
All right, let's go to the defensive side now. Like I said, decided by one vote. You've got strong safety Malcolm Ali of UCF, linebacker Andrew Grigley of Louisiana Lafayette, cornerback Chris Cook of San Diego State, free safety Busta McNutt of Tulane, cornerback Kaiser Washington of Tulane, who I'm going to go ahead and give him some props. He's got 4 interceptions and 2 pick sixes in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he had a hell of a game. He did.
Yeah.
Leon Kennedy of App State. Strong safety Harry Hammond of Fresno. Defensive end Seth Welch of TCU. Left outside linebacker Ekaj Noslo of Texas Tech. And defensive end Shabazz Holmes-Harris of Arizona State.
What I tell you, I told you I went with a cornerback, and I can't remember who it was. He had a forced fumble, an interception, and a touchdown, and a couple tackles, tackle for loss.
Yeah.
That's the one I took.
I can't remember. I know I went with the DB as well.
All right. So we do have a DB who finished second. Coming in second was Leon Kennedy of App State with 6 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass deflection, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble, and 1 touchdown.
Yep.
Coming in first, and I will say this surprised me. I mean, nothing against the game he had, but I felt like Leon Kennedy probably had the better stats, you know, top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But he still had a great game. The defensive player of the week by 1 vote goes to Ekaj Noslo of Texas Tech with 18 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and a pick.
I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from a great game, but I think the longer stat line should have took that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stat lines on here that are probably – I mean, yeah, he had the tackles, but, I mean, you know, who impacted the game the most?
Exactly.
But, I mean, congrats. That's what people voted for, so.
Yeah. That's why we don't use names and keep everything – anonymous, a pop pop hip hop, hip hop anonymous.
Damn you.
you give them all the easy ones. Speaking of easy ones, let's get to these rankings. Cowboy, you want to do the rankings this week?
Do I? Yeah. Oh, shit.
You don't have to. If you want to, you can.
I can do it.
Okay.
All right. So what do we usually do? The first 5 or how?
Start at the bottom and go 6 or so. Yeah, 6 or so, yeah.
Okay. At number 18, we got Virginia Tech. 17, Maryland. 16, San Diego State. 15, Rutgers. 14, Oregon State. And 13, Texas Tech.
It's about right.
Yeah. I'm still surprised, and I think I've said it like 8 times, how Texas Tech started the season out and to see them at 13.
I mean, they've only won 2 games.
I know.
And one of them was this week. They beat Virginia Tech. Their other win is Oregon State. So it's not really any quality to their wins right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, I mean, it's good to see a couple of winless teams get some upset wins this week.
Yeah, that was the week of the upset.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of teams.
San Diego State pulling off the upset. Rutgers pulling off the upset of Ole Miss. Who did San Diego State beat? ECU. So, I mean, and then Fresno upsets TCU.
Yeah, there was quite a few upsets.
I don't know if you call Arkansas and Tulane an upset, and they were right there together.
No, it wasn't an upset. They beat us up fair and square. Who we got next?
Okay, at 12 we got Baylor. 11, East Carolina. 10, Ole Miss. 9, UTSA. At 8, Tulane. 7, Central Florida. And then at 6, we got Arkansas.
Baylor hanging around the top 12.
That's what I was about to say.
which is on it was just surprising to me, but considering, you know, we did beat Texas Tech by quite a bit, and I think that's what's holding us above them.
Yeah, you got to get you some wins. You got a favorable schedule coming up
for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then it's back to hell.
Well, you got to get what you get.
I mean, really, you know, 12, 11, 10, 9, it's you can kind of just move them all around.
Yeah.
They're all – I mean, they don't have any proven wins, but they don't have any bad losses to the teams underneath them, so.
I would even extend that down. Did you say 8 through?
I said 9 through 12 because, I mean, you got Tulane. You know Tulane.
We don't have any wins either.
I mean, your losses are to –
Well, yeah, they're to higher-ranked teams for sure.
2, 5, and 6.
Yeah. But by no means do we have anything quality. Like, if we'd have won this week, I would have considered Arkansas a quality win because they're having a really good season this year. But unless we figure something out, I hadn't seen any quality yet, in my opinion.
Yeah, right now, all the losses I've had are to everybody that's above me.
Yeah.
Right now, your best win is Baylor, Tulane.
Nothing against Cowboy, but...
Just looking at the rankings. Wise, yeah. I mean, Oregon State at 14 and Rutgers at 15.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you did catch me in a book that I didn't want to run.
Oh, well, he's a run it back.
And you... I think we're on our.
Let's not do that.
did Rick put the book change in?
Don't think so.
We discussed it.
I don't think he did anything with a playbook change. Tulane. No. Oh yeah.
Yep.
On the 14th. Okay.
I was waiting on that to happen. We discussed that. Long and hard. We got to figure something out. That's the only, and I've said it before, it's the only, which you know, and a couple other guys know, when you stay at the top, it's hard getting a winning with the leftovers. You have to get real lucky winning with the leftovers.
Yeah, try something
books.
Out there.
Exactly. And we've tried some stuff, and it hadn't been working, and hell, we'll throw another one at the wall this week and see what happens.
Well, we got a few playbook changes this week. Plus, we had our first defensive playbook change.
Oh, snap.
And that's new. It's new to this season, so Ole Miss is going to switch up the defense.
We got tired of Beard crying about it last year, so.
Yeah. Now we're going to get tired of him crying about Navy this year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't get my book. That's why I lost, is because I didn't have my book.
A good coach can use any book, so.
Exactly. We just got to get to the playoffs. And then hopefully playoff Kickler shows up.
Oh. No. I haven't beaten playoff Kickler yet.
He's a different animal in the playoffs.
2-0 against regular season Kickler. 0-3 against playoff Kickler. No,
he's
0-2 against playoff.
0-2, yeah. He's a different person in the playoffs.
Wait, because.
God damn it.
My bad. I lost to y'all when I took over Ozark, too.
Yeah, Ozark. But I don't know if I'd count that because you come in like halfway through the season or three quarters.
That was my second game.
Was it?
Because I took over in the playoffs after round one.
That's right. That's right. Okay, we won't count that one. Who we got next?
All right. At number 5, poor TCU.
Wah, wah, wah.
At 4, Fresno State. 3, Louisiana Lafayette. 2, App State. Number 1, hanging in there, Arizona State.
Hanging in.
Now, you hanging in the top? You know, you hanging in the number 1 spot.
Now, Now, ULL has a – they beat Fresno, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Week one.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Who do they – do they even have anybody other than Fresno on their schedule?
So far or coming up?
Coming up. Who else do they have coming up?
They play TCU this week.
Oh, that'll be a good game.
And then they still got to play you guys, and they got to play Arkansas.
I'm not worried. They shouldn't be worried about us. They should be worried about Arkansas.
Arkansas is the last game of the season. And they already lost to App State.
No, they destroyed. Yeah, they got blown out by App State.
They didn't get their book.
That's it. That's exactly what it was. I'm interested to see how their defense stands up to that triple option this week.
Yeah. Maybe they shut it down and Beard goes out of it.
Dude, if they shut it down and Beard loses again in the triple option, he may quit the whole league.
I don't know. He's got them special settings he's saving.
Oh, is he? I thought he was saving those for you, though.
He's got to get there first.
I love talking shit, and he can't do anything
about it. We play him next week, so.
I know. I can't wait for that. Go ahead and make that the game of the week. I don't care if anybody
else. We already did.
Okay, I was about to say. I don't care about nobody else. No, I mean, as a whole, I think that the coaches got it right. I agree with where everybody is.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to separate themselves.
Yeah. I wish the media poll would kind of get it together and we could actually go back to using that. But
Zio told me he was putting it in this week and he didn't. So.
Oh, well. Might try this next week. Maybe we can keep some of these guys and keep them from doing stupid votes and we can get it back in here. We got to figure something out.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of stupid and stupid picks.
I will say that, there for a while, especially Beard like to say this, he thought 1, 2, and 3 were kind of had separated themselves from, you know, the Louisiana Lafayette, the Fresno State, the Arkansas, even the Tulane. But then he goes out and loses to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think the gap between 1 and 2 is as big as he thought it was between the rest of the league.
I don't think other than you guys in App State, I think it's wide open after y'all two.
I guess I just feel differently about it. I think it's all pretty close race.
I don't see it being that close of a race.
I'm still not 100% sold on this yet. I still don't feel like we've played. Ever since week one, we haven't played our game to the best that we can, to me. I guess I still expect more.
Well, I mean, you're always going to expect more. It's just natural. But at the end of the day, I don't know. After ULL got smacked around by App State, that, and then they beat Fresno. Granted, it was early.
ULL was playing great, so yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. I thought ULL could have been a contender and very well deserving of being in the top five, and they've been there prior to getting beat by App State, but I think there's just too much of a gap between 2 and 3 and the rest of the field. Can anything happen? Yeah, it can. I mean, you can
catch that one sim. I think if we played App State again, we get beat.
And I'm not going to disagree with that. If I had to pick between you guys and App State right now today, I would pick App State strictly because of how they've been playing the past couple weeks. And that's it. But your defense is still ridiculous. Yeah. you have a ridiculous defense, and I don't see a lot of these teams getting through your defense and putting up the points they need to compete.
Going to that defense, I mean, we just gave up our first touchdown in 15 quarters.
Yeah, I mean, exactly my point. Exactly.
And he wasn't in.
He didn't get in. That's horseshit. He didn't get in.
He was not in.
Well,
we got to live with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we got to live with our sim. Y'all got to live with you giving up a touchdown. Sack of shit.
If that's all I got to be upset about. Then.
Exactly. Why not be 3-3 and then talking about scoring a touchdown? But anywho, let's get to last week's pick'ems, which was an absolute shit show.
Oh my god.
For pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Fuck the damn spread.
Yeah, the spread is we've learned, well, see, it went from like on the spreadsheet it's like solid greens with just a couple of reds, and then we go to spreads and it
looked like a murder.
Solid red, yeah. And there's very, very few greens. Let's see. Canes and Vegeta went 3-6. Myself, Cowboy, Ted, and Beard went 4-5. And then Kickler took home the W at 5-4 for the week. That leaves our standings. Damn, we only had one person over 500.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fucking wow. TCU.
Yeah.
TCU. Tulane, ECU. Yeah, exactly. Fucking three clean sleeps and
and shit the bed. That leaves Canes, you are in first place overall still at 41-13. Beard is in second at 40-14. Me, Vegeta, and Kickler are tied for third at 37-17. Cowboy coming in at 36-18.
Still not in last.
Ted bringing up the rear at 35-19. Well, hell, you got two games that separate last place and third place.
Yeah. Kickler, you're still four games behind.
Biatch.
Yeah, this spread thing screwed me.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great. Well, yeah, you were in the top. Yeah.
Well, honestly, okay, so. If we look at it though, we would have all still picked UCF over Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rutgers Ole Miss game, we probably would have picked Ole Miss to win that game.
Yeah.
But Rutgers won.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, like Kickler picking Rutgers and you guys picking Rutgers, you just didn't think it was gonna be a blowout.
Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna be a blowout. That's all that was.
Maryland and ULL, we would have all picked ULL. Which we would have won. Kickler won it because it was a close game. We would have all picked ECU to beat San Diego State.
We'd have lost.
We'd have lost. We all picked Tulane to win anyways because it was a pick 'em.
Yeah.
We all picked App State and won that. We all probably would have picked TCU anyways to beat Fresno.
Yeah.
We all lost it.
That would have been about the same.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a week of upsets, really. Yeah. We would have picked TCU. The only one I can say is the Texas Tech one. We would have picked Texas Tech to beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I see that.
That one ended up being close.
That's the one Cowboy snagged.
Yep.
I'm not even going to lie, when he went via Tech, I was like, what an idiot. And then see what happens.
What was the spread on that one?
13.5, Texas yeah. Tech.
And how much did Virginia Tech lose by?
11.
11? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was spot on.
So, I mean, it was a weird week for Sims, period.
It was. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat.
Sim gods weren't in anybody's favor. Well, they were in some people's favor.
Definitely not in ours. we bust out the gate like a bat out of hell, looking like $1 million, and then just absolutely just shit the
24 bed. Points in the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. We're just like, hey, we don't want to play anymore. It's cool. But anyway, let's get to this week's pick'ems. Kickler, Ted, and Beard sent theirs in. Vegeta still hadn't sent his in, so we'll get his, hopefully.
He gets a goose egg.
Yeah, tomorrow, if he doesn't, he will get zero. So, starting us off Monday night with a hell of a kickoff game for the week. We got TCU at ULL, and TCU is giving up 7.5. Canes?
Man, I don't know what Beard can really do to fix that, but I don't know what ULL can do defensively against it. I have a feeling Beard's going to throw out some different settings. So we'll ride with Beard.
I would agree. Only because I've ran the triple O and I've seen these sims before. When the triple O is hot, it's damn near unstoppable. And I think they get it situated this week, and I think they take the dub. Cowboy, who you got?
I was just looking at Louisiana's defense. I'll be taking TCU.
TCU it is. It was Kickler, Ted, and Beard also have TCU, so if that helps.
As of now, clean sweep.
Yeah, it should be. Second game of the night is going to be San Diego State and Fresno, and Fresno has given up 19.5.
Jimmy Rodriguez and the Bulldogs.
Ooh. A 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I got them 2 at 3. it never seems to fail. Rodriguez, they'll come out, look amazing, then they'll lose a game or two, and then toward the end of the season is when they really turn it on. So,
well, they can keep not turning it on yet.
Well,
I haven't played them yet.
I expect it to be turnted up. Cowboy?
3 touchdowns. Jeez. Yeah, let me get Fresno on that.
Oh, man. All right. Kickler took San Diego State. He's trying to snatch another one. Ted and Beard took Fresno. So, going Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we have the Baylor Bears versus the Vatek Turkeys. Canes is still on you. What's yes, I know they're Hokies. Baylor's given up 10.5. To the Turkeys.
It's tough. I've added 2 new wide receivers to Virginia Tech.
So you got some inside information is what you're telling me.
That's right. But I still got to go with my man, Cowboy.
Not so fast. Cowboy, how are your Sims looking there, Broham?
Go ahead and make your pick.
I'm just gonna change it after you pick.
No, you're not, because I'm watching you.
I'll change the shit out of it. Baylor 10.5 and Vatek. Screw it. I've done it before. Give me Baylor. Cowboy, if you say Vatek, I'm going to throw some at you.
I'm not saying they're winning.
He thinks it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm taking Virginia Tech.
Oh, you God. Sack of shit.
I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep this a close game.
Yeah, well, you should have said that 10 minutes ago. Jackass.
No, you can't get that information. He's got to say it before I pick.
Kickler also took Vitek. Here's another one. Ted and Beard went with Baylor. All right. Second game of the night is Arizona State and Central Florida. And Arizona State is giving up 2.5 points to Central Florida.
It's basically if I can pick them. So,
yeah.
Give me Arizona State by 50.
Arizona State by 50?
Not really.
I'm going with ASU strictly because I think your defense is going to stop them enough to win. Even though UCF has looked good the past couple weeks, they have.
Mm-hmm.
I just think your defense is enough to slow them down. Cowboy, who you got?
ASU.
Cowboys going with ASU. Fun fact, Kickler went with UCF.
Of course he did.
And so did Tedford. Went with UCF himself. And then Beard went with ASU. So this is – we got a lot of different picks this week. Going to Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we got Ole Miss and Maryland. Ole Miss has given up 16.5 to Maryland.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Ole Miss changed defenses. But they also just lost to Rutgers. Give me the Terrapins.
Maryland, Maryland.
So they can let me down again.
It's a big, 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 big go. What book does Maryland have?
Indiana.
What's Ole Miss running?
Let me look. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Indiana's a good book.
Ole Miss changed? No, they're still running, I think, Texas Tech. Yeah, Texas Tech.
Oh, I'm going Maryland, but I'm going to regret every second of it, and I want it to be wrote down right now that I'm going to regret it. Cowboy, who you got?
It is a tough one. I'll have to go with Maryland as well.
Holy snaps.
I think they have enough to keep it close.
Mm-hmm. They've been keeping stuff close.
Well, shit. Kickler went Maryland, Ted went Maryland, and Beard went Ole Miss. So, well, that'll be a pick. Hopefully it goes our way. That way we don't have to listen to triple option in the Navy book over there. Moving to the 8:30 game, we got UTSA and Texas Tech. And UTSA has given up 4.5 to Texas Tech.
Texas Tech has looked better, but I think UTSA has also looked better, even though with their new book, even though they didn't really do anything against us, that's not saying much. The spread looked good the week before. So give me UTSA.
I'm also going with UTSA. I had a lot of faith in Texas Tech earlier in the season, and they've hurt my feelings. So I'm going UTSA here. Cowboy, who you got?
UTSA.
UTSA.
I don't know who's running that team down there.
Well,
Kickler went UTSA, Ted went UTSA, and Beard went UTSA. So almost a clean sweep, depending on what Vegeta does. Moving to Thursday at 7 o'clock, we got Oregon State at Rutgers. Rutgers has given up 5.5.
I think Rutgers covers that easy.
I would agree. I like Rutgers big here.
They looked really good in that new book last week.
They did look really good. And I'm just not impressed with anything Oregon State's done. And I think Rutgers lays it on them.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy?
Same here. Yeah, Rutgers.
Rutgers. Kickler, Ted, and Beard also went Rutgers. Thursday, 8:30, ECU, Tulane. Tulane's given up 11.5 to ECU.
I think with y'all's new playbook change, it's going to benefit y'all this week. So, Tulane covers.
I'm also taking ourselves. I know the book. We've run it in the past, and it's worked well for us. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll do what it needs to do. Cowboy.
This is the bookie I've won a championship with in the past, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, give me Tulane.
But different cast. But yeah, it
same
is.
Same Kickler.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's about the same time we did it. Well, I think we did it like right before the playoffs when we won it that year. I think we swapped right before the playoffs and it just clicked. But that leads us to game of the week. It's a pretty damn big game. Arkansas and App State. And App State is only giving up 6.5 to Arkansas.
Defensively, App State's look good. Plus offensively, even though Dethridge is not having his same season he had last year. Arkansas, I mean, they didn't look good early on. Somehow they were able to pull that one out last week.
Yeah, we didn't do ourselves any favors.
Oh, how you going for App State? 9-1 pick.
Don't act like you don't. No, don't even act like it.
Give me R.
Are you going to the mall? That's what I was going to ask you.
Give me App State.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We were up, 21-24 zip in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Our offense is mediocre at best right now. I mean, and I'm being God's honest truth, mediocre at best. App State is like Oklahoma when Baker Mayfield's on fire and they can score 888 points in one quarter. I don't think this is close. I got App State by a couple touchdowns. Nothing against Arkansas. They're a great team. App State's just entirely too hot on offense right now. I don't think Arkansas has the offense to keep up.
Yeah, Cowboy. I definitely feel the same way. App State's offense is just moving. Let me get them.
Their defenses look really good, and that's what I know Canes hit on that earlier. Their defense is getting better and better as it goes, but hell, you pair both of those together, and they're a bad week waiting to happen. I'm honestly glad we had them as early as we did, because if we played them right now, they'd beat us by 50. Kickler also went App State, Ted App State, Beard App State. I'm positive Vegeta's going to go App State, so it'll be a clean sweep for App State there. Maybe this week will be a little bit different. and we won't see as many.
Hopefully.
Which, I mean, there's quite a few games in here that are picked that are pretty much split in half. Well, I say that. You got Fresno, San Diego State, Vatek and Baylor, and Arizona State and UCF. And everybody else is pretty much together. But we'll see. We will see. What's this, week 7? How many more weeks we have to playoffs?
We play 11 weeks. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 5.
And then you take top 4 from each side, right?
Top 5.
Top 5. Damn. Hmm. So nobody give up quite yet. We got plenty of time, plenty of season left. Gonna need a Kickler to buckle up and hold on and ride this out. If I'm kind of scared if Beard loses this week, what might actually happen? He might tear that jersey up you sent him.
He might.
Set that bitch on fire. Well, maybe next week, depending on how some of the games go, we can actually have everybody on at one time. I will be in a hotel in Myrtle Beach, but...
Didn't you just get back from vacation?
Man, don't be acting like I go on vacation all the time. No, I just went to the beach for a couple days. Now I'm going to Myrtle Beach for my daughter's dance competition.
Whatever.
I'm just thrilled. So excited. I love watching her dance, but everything else is just... I'll be playing golf. No worries.
Whatever.
But I'm bringing my stuff, and I'm going to talk to you guys. So, you know, I know y'all would miss me too much if I didn't.
If you say so.
Well, it would only be you two. Everybody else would be like, oh, can't do it. I'm tired. Oh, we got beat last week, so I don't want to come on and listen to people talk shit because I'm
pretty
sick.
Much.
That's all it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
you got a bunch of pansies in this league.
We do have that now. We do have that. Drive you crazy. Drive me crazy. On that note, I'm going to end this before I get too delirious and I'm take my happy ass to bed. All right, fellas. It was a good one. I'll holler at y'all later.
Yeah, you have a good one.